seated.
We meet in the presence of God to give thanks for the armed forces, for all that the men and women of the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy contribute to the defence of democracy at home and abroad, and the protection of our cherished liberties and freedoms. We come to honour them with our presence and our prayers here today, and we commend them to God's gracious care and keeping. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away, or those who have lost their lives in the ordinary details of their day-to-day living and service here at home. We are mindful of the many who still carry the wounds of war in body, mind and spirit, and who seek for nothing less than restoration and healing. United to serve, we commit ourselves to the work of peace and reconciliation between the nations of the world, that all people may together live in freedom, justice and peace.
The reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and talk to them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. The word of God.
We are all blessed to be here today. This is indeed a wonderful gathering to mark Armed Forces Day. This day and all that has gone into its preparation are an eloquent testimony of the commitment of this borough of Southwark to our Armed Forces family. We rejoice with 256 City of London Field Hospital, the London Regiment and the Royal Marines Reserve being presented with the freedom of the borough today. Gathering as we do here in the shadow of the Imperial War Museum, we cannot but be reminded of the endeavour and sacrifice of all those who have served in our armed services over so many years, and of the effect on families and loved ones of personnel, and the impact on the wider society inflicted by the great conflicts of the past 100 years. Indeed, the original purpose of this building as a hospital for those suffering from mental health problems might also remind us of the so often unseen suffering that comes to so many as a result of their service. Remembrance is a part of our gathering today. There will be so many memories, some of them joyous of shared experience and deep friendship, many of them heavy with sadness, the loss of comrades and loved ones. The prayers of all of us here today are with those who have lost their lives in conflict, and with the families and friends who mourn that loss, and with those who face the challenge of life marked by the physical and mental scars of present conflict. Our reading today, the Beatitudes as they are known, has much to say to those affected by conflict. This very day, personnel serving in Afghanistan and their families waiting for their safe return are called to live out those Beatitudes in the most uncompromising way. The search for justice, the call to mercy and gentleness, the struggle of the persecuted, rejected and marginalised, the pain of loss for those who mourn, and Jesus' reminder, blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called sons of God. 50 years ago, the Second Vatican Council met in Rome. The early 60s were not so far removed from the horrors of the Second World War. Korea was even more recent at that time. It was the time of the Cold War too, with the massive tensions between the great nations and the military commitment that this involved. The final document of that council states, those who are sworn to serve their country in the armed forces are servants of security and the freedom of nations. If they carry out their duty honorably, they truly contribute to the common good of the nations and the maintenance of peace. Those who serve in the Royal Navy, the Army, and the Royal Air Force are indeed servants of security and freedom. Carrying out their duty in an honourable way, they do indeed contribute to the common good and are called to assist humanity on the path to a just peace. They carry out this task on behalf of all of us in the most challenging of circumstances, so often demanding that they see and experience things that nobody should ever really have to see and experience. As Bishop of the Forces, I'm privileged to visit our armed services family in all parts of the world, from Cambastian to the Falkland Islands, from Germany to Salisbury Plain, from Northern Ireland to Cyprus. I see the life of service and commitment that is lived out day by day by the men and women who serve. The high levels of professionalism that we see in our armed services are known the world over. The care that our personnel give to each other is humbling and has much to teach all of us. You carry out your duty in uncertain times. The effects of redundancy and reduction have an effect on personnel and their families alike. The very fact that this borough takes this opportunity to express such great support for our armed forces is a sign of encouragement for all. May each of us and the community of the borough gathered here continue in our support for our armed forces as together we strive for a just and lasting peace for the world in which we live. I assure all of those of you currently serving and those of you who have served, your loved ones and all in this borough who do so much to support our armed service family, of my prayers. May each and every one of you know the blessing that is the gift of Christ, the Prince of Peace.
Well, not like that. That's a little bit more style. I'll get too fed on the face.
The London borough of Southwark is home to a rich mix of religions, of which Christianity is the largest. All are committed to the importance of remembering past sacrifice and to working for world peace, an enterprise shared by believers and unbelievers alike. Pray silence then for three prayers of commitment led by representatives of the Muslim, Hindu and Buddhist traditions. Musharraf Chowdhury, Chair of the Southwark Muslim Forum, will pray for the armed forces. Councillor Sunil Chopra, Deputy Mayor of Southwark and a member of the Hindu community, will pray for the borough. And Mr. Mike Murray, a member of the Jamyang Buddhist community, will pray for peace.
Creator of all things, hold the men and women of our armed forces in your loving hands. Protect them as they protect us, our liberties and our freedoms. Bless them and their families for the selfless acts they perform for us in our time of need. Give them courage to face the dangers of this world and all that threatens our peace and security. Support them in times of conflict and keep them safe on our own streets. Help them to be faithful defenders, brave leaders and followers, committed sailors, soldiers, cadets, airmen and women. Bless our veterans who have fought the good fight. May their sacrifice never be forgotten, but remain an inspiration to us all.
We give thanks for the communities of Southwark. In our rich diversity, there is unity of purpose and a shared commitment to the service of each other and common good. We come from many nations, speak many languages, and hold different beliefs. But together, we are united to serve, determined to make the world and this corner of it a better place for all, especially for those who are most in need. As we pay tribute to the men and women of the armed forces, particularly those of our own borough and across London, we join them in standing for truth, working for justice, and ensuring that this and future generation may prosper in peace.
Prayer for peace, here in the shadow of the Imperial War Museum, we are reminded of the many stories within its walls, of personal sacrifice and united effort, of individual courage and shared pain, of atrocious deeds of overwhelming good. As it prepares to mark the centenary of the Great War, it continues to serve as a living reminder of the devastation war can cause when human beings resort to it or are compelled in its direction. Therefore, we give thanks for past sacrifices, and we think of the present need for peace in our time. May its quest lead us from death to life, from despair to hope, from fear to trust, and from hate to love. May peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe.
O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish
and those whose names we will never know, help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.